There are a number of verses in the Bible that are real power verses. They say a lot in just a little bit. Colossians 1, verses 16 and 17 is one of those passages. Listen to this. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible or invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him all things consist. You know, I know it's hard to believe, but more than 99% of what you're standing on or sitting on right now is made out of nothing at all. In the subatomic structure of the floor or the ground or even this table, the actual electrons, neutrons, and protons only make up a very small percentage of actual space. It's almost like the whole universe, where you have more empty space than actual planets, comets, asteroids, or stars. More than 99% of matter is made out of empty space. And the reason you don't slip through the floor right now is the amazing power of the unseen forces that hold it all together. Now, essentially, we have four forces at work: gravity, electromagnetism, plus the strong nuclear force and the weak nuclear force. And those essentially hold all the atoms together. Change the fine balance in any of those forces and the whole world would just fall apart. Now, the thing that's really interesting is that we know those powerful forces are there, and we have mathematical equations that prove how well they work, but we really have no idea exactly how it works. Go and ask a scientist how gravity works. He might tell you it's the result of different bodies pulling on each other with something called gravitrons. And what exactly is a gravitron? Well, we really have no idea, because we've never seen one. But still, it all works, and the whole place hangs together, even though we don't really understand it. Which brings me to our passage for today. Not only does the Bible say that Christ created this world, it also says He holds it together, because verse 17 tells us, in Him all things consist. Now, I know that devoted atheists are going to cry foul when I say this, because they love to accuse Christians of appealing to the God of the gaps, they call it, which essentially means that anytime science can't explain something, we say that's evidence of God. The problem with that, however, is that the more we discover, the smaller the gaps in the evidence get. In the minds of some prominent atheists, we're left with a smaller and smaller God with each new breakthrough. But I take issue with that kind of thinking personally, because even when science discovers something new and we figure out how something works, we never seem to be able to explain why it works. At the most foundational level, physics and chemistry and biology are at a loss to explain why this universe is even here. And on top of that, it's actually pretty rare that we really figure out how stuff happens either. Because even though we have formulas that seem to be able to make good predictions in the lab, like how fast something's going to fall to the ground, we still don't know why. And every time we do happen to figure something out, we just uncover a whole lot of questions that almost leave us knowing less than when we started. So take a good look at that floor you're standing on or that chair you're sitting on. What holds those atoms together? Well, it's the law of physics. And why do the laws of physics work? Because somebody made them so that you could have a life. And that means your life was on purpose. God holds it all together so you can exist. So today, go and live your life like you're supposed to be here and make it count. Because after all, that is just a better way to live.